SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
Talking about starting strong in the new year and finishing well with author Vivian Mabuni. She's also a motivational speaker, travels the country just encouraging thousands of people in their walk with Jesus, and she successfully beat cancer. She's been on staff with Crew, formerly Campus Crusade, for over 25 years. And Vivian, this is a fresh new year. We got a fresh slate ahead of us. What's exciting you about the future?
Today, there are so many reasons why we are probably discouraged because of the situation happening in our country, all around the world, and yet, because of God, I'm hearing and seeing stories of changed lives, and when one person's life is changed, it changes families and communities, entire structures and governments. I really believe that with all my heart. So my hope really is in the individual changed life that takes place when a person begins a dynamic relationship with Jesus.
So when you think about your relationship with Jesus, a lot of times as Christians, we think like, okay, I asked Jesus into my heart, I've got a personal relationship with him, but there's a whole nother strategy that goes with growth.
Yes. You know, I did not grow up in a Christian home, so all of it was new for me. And I remember trying to put on the externals of what I thought it meant to be a follower of Christ. So I bought a Bible at the bookstore, tried to read it. It didn't make any sense. You know, I tried praying, I'd fall asleep. And the things that I tried to do, I would drive myself to church and cry through the worship songs, and then I'd come home and life would be the same as before. And it wasn't until I made a decision to let God be number one in my life, to take that place to rule and reign in my life. Once that decision took place, then everything changed. And when I would open my Bible, all of a sudden it really was relevant to me in my everyday here and now. It wasn't just concepts anymore. I had an intimate relationship with God. My prayers were being answered. The Holy Spirit was empowering me to live out the Christian life. That's what God intended the whole time, but it really required a surrendered posture, a posture of open hands, a willing heart.
We're talking with Vivian Mabuni on SOS Radio today, and she's a speaker and she's an author. We're talking about setting our goals for growing in this new year and in our spiritual areas, but what did surrender look like for you when you were in that place, Vivian?
I believe that there's like a point in time decision in the life of every believer that has a vibrant relationship with God. At some point in time, a decision was made to say, you know what, God, I'm going to move over and I'm going to let you have the steering wheel, the driver's seat of my life. I'll let you go and take me wherever you want me to take me. And then that decision kind of circles back around as life becomes more complicated and we're presented with new areas of having to trust. So for me, I, you know, had come to Christ through my youth group and some Christian friends in high school, and then I tried to live this Christian life and failed horribly. My conduct was actually worse after becoming a Christian because I was so frustrated because it didn't work, and now I couldn't lower my standards. I just was experiencing defeat and discouragement. So I was ready to pretty much toss my faith. And then my dad went through midlife crisis, and after living 17 years in Boulder, Colorado, right before my senior year of high school, we moved from Boulder to Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And
that's
so
culture shock.
That was a major culture shock. And really, that was a point in time where I was really faced with, what was I going to do with my relationship with God? And it was really there in Hong Kong that I surrendered my life for the first time. And I said, you know what? I really want to know you, but I need a church. I need a youth group. I need Christian friends. And if you do that, I'll give you my whole life. And surprisingly, in Hong Kong, of all places, I met believers who lived what they believed. And I was discipled and I was invested in and learned to study the scriptures, and everything changed because of that shift in my heart of willing to lay down my life and I would go anywhere and do anything.
We're talking about what we do with frustration when we're trying so hard to live as a good Christian and we realize, you know what, I'm just failing in so many areas. I have so many things I have to work on and I'm not seeing the progress. We're talking with author Vivian Mabuni today on SOS Radio. When you go through that place where you're just like Paul saying, you know, I know what I'm supposed to do, but I don't do it, and it frustrates me. And so all the things I want to do, I don't do, and the things that I should do, I'm not doing, and I'm just like, ah, what do I do to break through so I don't feel frustrated? Because I do want to do what's right in my heart, but my actions just don't always follow through.
Sadly, I think that most Christians, if you look at their lives, they look no different than someone who doesn't know Christ yet. Our conduct often looks no different. In fact, there are probably a lot of people who don't have a relationship with God actually have more integrity and live uprightly and give a lot to philanthropy. And when it comes back to that specific question of I want to do what I don't know want to do, usually there are areas that we are holding on to and we are clenching. And when God's Spirit identifies those places, that's where I know that's my point of surrender. So each time it's been, as life has gotten more complicated, I've needed to trust Him with my future. I've needed to trust Him with my finances, with my marriage, with my health. As a cancer survivor, there was the genuine needing to really wrestle with God. Like, you know what? If Your will honestly is better that I not be here for the milestones of my kids, I want to be willing. It wasn't a fake, oh, just tie a little bow and quote a little Bible verse. It's a true wrestling, but in the release of control, there's freedom and there's intimacy with God in ways that I don't think we experience otherwise.
We're talking with author Vivian Mabuni today on SOS Radio. And back in 2014, you wrote a book called Warrior in Pink, and it's a story of cancer and community and a God who comforts. And I mean, obviously, you can look back thankfully saying, okay, God's healed this, remission's here. But what was that journey like? How did you stay encouraged through a fierce battle with cancer? Because I know when the doctor looks at that paper and says, hey, we need to talk, it's like everything in your brain just wants to explode.
Absolutely. I think getting the news felt like life was completely derailed. And at the time, back in the day, I was really healthy. I was running 3 or 4 miles every other day, and I was, you know, eating for the most part pretty healthy, and just completely sideswiped me, had no idea. Then the cancer diagnosis came. I think the biggest takeaway for me was learning to live in community. And I have approached often my relationship with God, and even kind of circling back to your Romans 7, I do what I want, I don't do what I want to do, and I do what I don't. And I realized that the component, I've often approached my faith journey with God very individualistically, like my relationship with God, where am I fixing my eyes and all of that, and realizing that when faced with something like cancer or any major life-altering circumstance, God not only gives us His Spirit, not only gives us the Word of God, but He also gives us community, that we were not intended to live the Christian life in our own efforts. And so my lens of reading the Scriptures actually changed. In Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, it says, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. And I had taught Bible studies on this and memorized it at different points, but when I went through this cancer journey, everything shifted when I learned, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So in those two verses, the author of Hebrews is emphasizing we, us, 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 us. And that, honestly, is probably the other key to the Christian life, is that we were meant to link arms with one another to live out our faith.
And it's really interesting right now how social media has taken the place of community in a lot of people's perspective, but it's not true community. You know, talking to someone digitally and chatting with someone online and sending a text and checking in, those can play parts and those can help deepen connections, but true community is person to person, face to face, shoulder to shoulder.
That's right. And because social media takes pictures inside our homes, the meals that we eat, the places we go, it can feel like an inauthentic sense of intimacy when it really isn't. You know, movie stars are showing us their lives, their best, you know, hashtag my best life or whatever, and that's not true. It really is, you know, the sitting across the table, sharing an unhurried meal. Our little church that we attend in Orange County, California, I think the entire church had our garage code memorized. I mean, we had this constant flow of meals and groceries coming to us because of having that type of relationship where you know people's names and they miss you when you're not there. And that, I believe, is really what we're missing now in community. So there seems to be an upsurge as well that I'm observing across the country where people are returning to the idea of sharing meals together and having meaningful conversations in person. Teenagers that are required to put their cell phones in a basket, you know, when they come in the door so that they're not scrolling. And it's honestly a struggle. Like, we just finished, you know, having my family together. I have two sons who are 25 and 21. And so everyone's kind of scattered in different places. But I did pause a few times looking around and saw, hey, we're all on our phones right now. We're in the same room, but we're all on our phones. So we're not really all here. And there are intentional choices we need to make. And that's probably one of my challenges this coming year, is how will I stay present in the presence of people?
So as we're doing our 30-day challenge here on SOS Radio, we're trying to start our mornings with encouragement and putting positive things in our heads first thing before we turn on the TV and it's all the negative news. We're surrounding ourselves with Christian music and hopefully the conversations like we're having right now. But when we're at this place where you just feel like, I'm trying to grow in my faith, but I'm not feeling it, or I'm not seeing the breakthrough, I'm not feeling that progress, maybe community is the part that's missing, because the church is people. It's not a building.
That's right. And it's not even where we go on the weekend. That church, a capital C, so worldwide, but what God intended with the body of Christ was to be lived out all along in the way, as we go. It's an as we go kind of relationship. So I do think that if there could be a shift in, I think I read in an article once, like, why do we save the good china and we never really use it, and we never light the nice candle? Like, why not just pull it out and use this stuff because we have it, instead of putting it behind glass cabinets? So, you know, what does it look like to really be intentional about having that couple over that you bumped into at coffee at church, but just actually invite them and just take that next step and say, hey, is there a Friday night that you might be free and we could just eat some burgers? I'm also thinking of the young moms that are at home right now with their kids and they haven't gone to the bathroom by themselves in a long time. And sometimes life is so chaotic and there are toys everywhere and laundry that needs to be folded. And it just feels like, I don't want anyone to see my real world. But that's exactly where we need people to come into. And so my encouragement to these young moms out there is just have another mom in the same season come over into the mess, into the sticky kitchen floor. And if you don't have anything to eat but goldfish and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, that's fine. It doesn't have to be anything kind of gourmet. Just throw in that box of macaroni and cheese and just connect. And to have someone else in person be able to say, hey, I'm struggling with the same thing. That's where I think some of those places of freedom get released, when we feel known in our mess. And that really requires a step in faith sometimes, because we want to give our best shot. Like, we have filters and we can take all these photos and we can crop out our muffin top or whatever we want to do. But real life, real people, eyeball to eyeball, shoulder to shoulder, that's the way God intended for us to live.
We're talking about finding those breakthroughs and the trials that we're facing with author Vivian Mabuni on SWS Radio today. She has a book, it's called Warrior in Pink. It's really a story of cancer and community and God who comforts. But a lot of times we're faced with a trial, or we're faced with just impossible situations. The ways that God comes through are really unique. Sometimes it's the still small voice when we're wanting him just to speak loud and write it on a giant billboard. But we sort of forget the past and we develop this mentality of, God, what have you done for me lately? Because I'm not seeing it, or I'm not feeling it right in front of me. I mean, how can we fight against that tendency? Because we want to remember God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He knew the problem before we were born, and he's going to be here after the problem's solved.
We are in a time where life is so fast-paced and instant. Microwaves, if our download for the website takes more than 2 seconds, we're like refreshing and we're frustrated. And if, oh, heaven forbid, if the Wi-Fi went out, you know, just having accessibility at our fingertips, Google, we can fact check things. We haven't had places where we've had to exercise the muscle of patience and waiting in expectancy. And so when you talk about this idea of hearing from God, wanting to know immediately, what I've found in my life, I've known the Lord for quite a long time now, 30 some years, but having walked with Jesus, what I've learned is that he is not about doing the same thing the same way. And so when he heals throughout the scriptures, he never does it the same way twice. Sometimes he speaks it and it happens. Sometimes he touches the leper. He throws mud in the eyes to heal the blind. I mean, he just never does it twice. And I think the reason why is because God is committed that we would trust and rely on him and not a formula. So he will not deliver us the same way. So, you know, if our bank account is low and we think, okay, it's going to come this way, it's going to come this way, chances are it won't, because he wants us to learn to trust him and not a formula, not our past experience, not how he did it in someone else's life. He really wants us to rely on him and to know him through that, to know his faithfulness that we look back on and go, you know what, you came through for me each time in different ways, and I needed to surrender. Again, it's that theme of surrender and laying down even our expectations of how we think it's supposed to go.
We're all trying to live our best life, but let's be honest, we're failing in a lot of those areas, and that's what this SWS Radio 30-Day Challenge is all about. It's about resetting in this new year, and we're talking to author Vivian Mabuni on SOS, and you write a lot about just owning where we are. Talk about the difference between transparency and vulnerability.
Well, a little backstory. For me, I like to be the person that helps. I really like just being the strong one. Like, that's the role that I've taken. And in full-time ministry, that's kind of a very comfortable place to be. To be a gracious receiver is a whole nother thing. It's really hard. And it's really my pride, I realize. It's not being a gracious receiver. So when I received my cancer diagnosis, my three closest friends rallied around. They became the awesome threesome. And I think what I realized is there's a difference between transparency and vulnerability. Transparency is hard things we've gone through in the past, lessons we've learned, you know, being able to share about them, and that's really good and necessary. Vulnerability, though, on the other hand, is raw, in real time, with no answers, no bow on the top. And I had learned transparency because doing college ministry for 28 years, college students do not want shiny. They want real. And so I had learned to share the hard things I'd walk through, realizing that that gives people permission to share hard things as well. But I really struggled with vulnerability, like being able to bring people into the hard and without any questions. That's the difference, so, between transparency and vulnerability. And my friends, they gifted me in that moment with their presence without trying to fix it. They didn't try to quote Bible verses at me. They didn't try to talk me out of how I was feeling. They literally sat and gifted me with the present of their presence, nothing more. And they knew to sit there and hold how I was feeling. And I think when we talk about that community piece again, that is such a key piece, because if I'm struggling and I bring my struggle to a Bible study and people start throwing, well, you should go and try these multivitamins, or, you know, take the apple from the rainforest and eat that, or, you know, just unsolicited advice, which, you know, we are all guilty of doing at different points. But, you know, those Bible verses, they are true. And I love the Bible and I love those verses. But in the moment when I am struggling, that is not necessarily the time. And so giving people space to just share it without any fixing is an incredible gift, and it helps people when they are hurting to just be known and to be connected with in the midst of the bewilderment.
Yeah, there's just something about taking the time to listen before we start to speak.
Yes. Yes. Guilty.
We're talking to author Vivian Mabuni on SWS Radio. We're doing our 30-day challenge, and we have this email list, and we have this devotional email that we send out every single morning. There's still plenty of time for you to start your challenge and sign up over at swsradio.net. But Vivian's one that's sharing in our 30-day challenge this week. And you can just log on to swsradio.net to be a part of that. But Vivian, you actually produced a Bible study program called If Equip. And I mean, to date, you know, like 365,000 women have opted to be a part of that. Tell me about it.
It's one of the most exciting opportunities I've been able to be a part of is the IF Gathering, which is a worldwide women's ministry, really to gather, equip, and unleash women to go and serve God in their places and spaces. And it's just been phenomenal. So one of the components of the IF Gathering, so rather than just being conference driven, there are different ways that women are able to connect over meals at If Table. But If Equip is like a daily Bible study. So there's actually an app on phones that you can download the content for free. And there are videos that are part of the content. And then there's places for people to respond. So there's kind of an online community that's grown out of that. So I had the privilege of writing my first If Equip study this last summer, and it was all about helping a brand new believer get grounded in their faith. Like, what are the most important components to help them to even begin to read the Bible and understand it? And it's based out of 1 John, and one that I had learned while I was in college. So it was just such an honor and a privilege. And then to have that go out to so many women in so many places has been exciting.
All right. Well, we're talking to author Vivian Mabuni today on SWS Radio. And her book, Warrior in Pink, A Story of Cancer, Community, and a God Who Comforts, is out right now. Working on a new book to release later this summer.
Yes, I'm so excited. The book's titled Open Hands, Willing Heart. And it's really about the joy of discovering saying yes to God. So it's really this theme of surrender that we've been talking about. I'm so excited to share the stories of individuals, just regular, ordinary people who've made choices to surrender their lives, to open their hands, to have a posture of willingness, and just the difference that it makes, and some of the barriers that keep us from being able to do so. So I'm really excited. It comes out July 9th, but it's available for pre-order now.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio Podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.